Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Upbeat Dietitians podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the pod. We are in part two of our Naughty and Nice series, which last week turned into like a game show somehow. We'll see if that continues. I'm not quite sure what the vibes will be this week. But this week we are doing social media / like TikTok mostly food trends. So we're going to talk about various trends that happened this year and our thoughts on them. We may have like touched on them throughout the year this year and given some thoughts, but we're going to give our definitive like naughty or nice rankings today.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting because we're going to be talking about lots of different food. So hopefully you're not too hungry or you're going to get hungry, probably hungry by the end of this, but we're excited to get into it. So once again, it'll be fun. Make sure you're watching on YouTube so you can see all the fun effects that we add into the episode. But let's get into it because we have quite a few that we need to talk about today. So our first one is the chia seed water, also known as the quote unquote internal shower.
Did you see a lot of this?
I did not see a lot of this. I feel like I actively try to avoid a lot of food trends unless it's something that interests me, then I will watch it.
Yeah.
This one was just kind of strange. I don't know if I really understood it. Is it just like chia seeds and water?
Yeah. So you like mix chia seeds in water. And I think the reason why it's called internal shower is it like cleans out your insides. Like it makes you poop basically, which it probably does. Fiber and water, like it probably is doing
those
that.
Are two good combinations to help you go to the bathroom.
Right. But it's so silly. Like it's just one of those things where if you just generally ate enough fiber, generally drank enough water, and there's other factors too, of course, and there could be conditions that make it harder to go to the bathroom, but just generally keep it up. Your health is going to help you with all of that. You don't need to clean out your insides. Also, one of the biggest causes of constipation or not being able to go to the bathroom very often is not eating enough. So it's a good place to start is, are we eating enough?
Yeah. And this doesn't even taste good. I've never tried it. I'm making a very strong assumption. But like, if you're going to do something like this, I recommend like chia seed pudding.
Yes. Doing so like tasty.
Milk or milk alternative, add some like sugar. You could add some like sliced almonds. So much more fun.
Add you, some like, berries for more fiber.
Yes. And that way you're actually enjoying what you're eating.
And then add some yogurt for some probiotics. You're going to be having a great time in the bathroom.
Be good for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like thought this like sounded so boring. Like
do better. Like I guess it's pretty accessible. So that's why it's kind of popular. Like all you got to do is have chia seeds and water.
Chia seeds can get expensive though.
They can.
I feel like seeds can get expensive.
Yeah. They're pretty shelf stable though. You get a big old thing of it for $10. It should last you a while, unless you're doing the chia seed water trend and drinking gobs of it every day.
That's true. Depends on the usage.
Yeah. Well, we did like a 3-2-1 last time and it worked well for editing because I was able to like add in the Santa voice afterwards, as you guys know, if you watched last week, but it felt kind of lame to do like a 3-2-1. So I don't know how to lead into the Santa voice where he says, "Have you been naughty or nice?" And then we say naughty or nice. It's so corny. I love it.
I feel like we kind of know. I think we know.
Should we just like try to say it in sync?
Yeah.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Naughty. Okay. There we go.
Okay. Our next one is greens powder. We did an episode on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Okay. We'll have to put that in the description in the show notes for you guys to listen to the full episode if you want to. But basically, I'm sure you've heard of these, especially the Bloom. If you're on TikTok, I'm sure you've seen the Bloom powder. AG1 is a very popular one also. That one tends to be more of like the high end wellness girlies, and the Bloom is sort of like the peasant's green,
the everyday, the average folk.
Yeah. But it literally is a powder that is green, usually some concoction of like dried up fruits and veggies and a bunch of other stuff. They usually have a proprietary blend, which is the supplement industry's way of saying, we put whatever we want in here and don't have to disclose that to you. So that's one of our biggest beefs with supplements as a whole, but they have a lot of claims, including like, speaking of digestion, improved digestion, gut health overall, improved energy, immunity. I know AG1 says that
skin,
which is funny because it's just like you're drinking more water. So that probably is helping too, but whatever. AG1, they say that they can be like a replacement for a multivitamin. That's kind of like their biggest thing that they market. But yeah, you'll see a lot of this on TikTok. Even I feel like it's been happening for years, but especially this year, I've been seeing a lot of it. We talked about it a lot more too.
Yeah, I feel like Bloom has especially just come up more, mostly I would say not even from like a greens powder standpoint, from a like lack of disclosure that this is an ad standpoint.
It's just everywhere. Like you'll just see it in the video.
And suddenly and it'll pop up, like, and then you'll be like, oh,
hashtag like Bloom's partner.
And that's it.
Yet we're the ones getting Washington Post articles written about us, but okay.
We're not disclosing. It's fine.
Promoting food that is regulated by the FDA, not supplements that are not. Although we do sometimes, like I promote supplements sometimes. But still, the point stands that it's usually, there's no paid promotion label. They don't talk about it. It just like shows up in the video and then it says hashtag Bloom Partner.
Yeah.
Not quite enough.
Kind of the Wild West up there. Yeah.
Well, with these powders, like I think we said in our episode, like if you take them, there's likely not a lot of like harm done, at least health-wise, financially, probably with the AG1 especially. But there are definitely worse supplements out there that could be more harmful than the greens powder.
That's true. This one's just probably most harmful on the wallet. Yeah. Maybe not as much on your body.
And taste-wise, I'm sure it's not super thrilling there either.
No.
But just eat veggies and fruits if you want to. Drink water on its own if you want to. That should do the trick. Yeah.
You'll be fine there.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Naughty. Eat some fruits and vegetables and water.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. This next one, I don't think I know.
Okay. I only know a little bit about it. I actually should have looked into this more before we started this.
Our next one's colostrum.
It's something that's in breast milk if you breastfeed, but people are taking it as a supplement, usually from, I believe, cows, to try to get the same nutrient benefits that you would if you were a breastfeeding baby.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so interesting.
I think it's like that very first like milk that you produce after you give birth. That's like the liquid gold or whatever they call it, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's basically that, but they're taking it from, I think it's usually cows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're packaging it as a supplement. This one's very recent. This one is much more trendy, very recently, than the other ones we talked about so far.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say these aren't regulated.
Yeah.
Most of these probably aren't. That's so crazy. What are we? I have so many questions. This does not surprise me because I feel like this is something the wellness industry is like into, like your prime health.
This feels very Gwyneth Paltrow.
Like eating people's like placentas, like, or like trying to find like organ donors' placentas, something like that. Very unethical. But okay, let's get into the mindset of who would benefit from this. So like a baby has no nourishment prior because they were just bored. Like,
well, except for like
they
what
were inside the box.
Yeah,
but
outside, they have no earth side nourishment.
I was gonna say they're new to the earth, just out here. They're gonna need like very nutrient dense food, and they're very weak. Like it's a huge growth period for them right away. Like they're gonna be growing exponentially. No one is a baby anymore. No one needs to grow exponentially. And even I'm thinking like malnourishment from like a third world country standpoint, they would not feed people this because it would not settle well with their digestive tract.
Yeah. And speaking of like third world countries, I just looked up the prices like you had assumed. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not going to afford this. They don't need it. No one needs this, most likely. Actually, definitely. Like there's a reason why it happens naturally if you're breastfeeding and then you don't really get it again after that. Like people have survived for a long time without colostrum past breastfeeding.
Our life expectancy has gone up so much over the past like 100 years. I don't think this is the key to longevity.
Interesting.
This checks out. I will say this is very just on par with wellness culture and it being very inaccessible and expensive and just over the top.
I just thought of two, like babies are tiny and they're taking like very small amounts of everything at that age. What's the ratio of colostrum that you need when you're a full grown adult versus a baby?
I don't think there's like much research on that because people aren't thinking.
We didn't learn that in MNT.
No. What an interesting.
I'm going to write a blog post on this because I want to learn more. And I feel like the algorithm, Google will love this.
Oh, yeah. They'll be like, yes.
Yeah. Finally, a
baby
dietitian.
Milk.
So weird. All right. Well,
have you been naughty or nice?
Naughty.
We're 3 for 3 on the naughties.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go on to the next one. This one should be quick.
That's good.
We discussed this last week.
Quite a bit.
And previous episodes, the carnivore diet. What more is there to be said? If you're new around here, I guess maybe you aren't up to speed. If you're a longtime listener, you know our thoughts on this. Carnivore diet, you're just eating all this meat, eggs. I think they eat like cheese and stuff, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure. Just like basically no plants, which I can't believe we're at a place in diet culture / wellness culture where fruits and vegetables are what's being demonized.
It's crazy. I mean, I guess like they always have to think of something new.
It's true.
But I'm waiting for the day that carbs are romanticized and protein. And, like all fats get demonized. That's going to be wild.
People are just pounding bagels and cereal. I think we'll be thriving when that happens.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah,
finally.
I need some protein, please.
Yeah. Also add in some eggs and milk, please.
Yeah. It's just not it. The carnivore diet is like keto on like steroids a little bit. And it's just, we are not carnivores. You're going to be, speaking of constipation.
Oh boy.
You're going to be so constipated with this.
Cause like even like nuts and stuff, like I've seen carnivore MD talk smack about nuts. So like there's no fiber coming in. They actually demonize fiber. They say that you don't need fiber.
That's my nightmare.
Crap. Yeah, I would feel terrible.
I would not be fun to be around.
Hopefully you can have like coffee at least to get things moving.
Probably. There's probably some loophole. Like only like bulletproof coffee though, of course.
I was gonna say you have to add butter to it or else you can't have it. Or heavy cream. Yeah, I feel like we can move on from this one. I feel like we've said what we have to say.
Yeah.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Naughty.
Okay, the
Oh,
next one
man.
I'm excited about. We haven't done an episode on this, have we? I feel like we should have a while back, but we didn't.
I feel like we might have touched on it for a second, but we haven't really gone into it in depth. I'm excited though.
I am too.
Our next one's girl dinner. And I feel like there's kind of two sides to girl dinner, at least online, that I've seen. I've seen the side of girl dinner where people just don't eat and it's like a scrap of food. But then I've also seen the side of girl dinner where it's like a mini like Lunchable or charcuterie where it's like a random assortment of food that you like. I will note, I have not, I feel like this is just because my For You page is very tailored to me. I haven't seen a lot of the like scraps of food. Obviously, like, please eat. Like, we're not gonna romanticize not eating or eating the bare minimum. But I like the Lunchables and like the random assortment dinners.
I
Those
do
are so
that.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your meal
Yeah.
doesn't have to go together.
Exactly. I did a YouTube video on this topic, so I did a lot of research on this. And I've seen a lot of really negative videos. Like one girl was saying like taking a nap was her girl dinner. Another one said that like Diet Coke was girl dinner. I've seen like vapes and cigarettes as girl dinner. So it can definitely take a negative turn. But I think the really positive part about it, and it might be, it's this gets a little bit deep kind of in terms of like feminism and stuff. It's like girl dinner can be a really great thing. And I think the reason why it gets so glorified, like I love this idea of like a Lunchable for dinner kind of thing. Because we are usually the ones who have to like make this full spread for dinner. And so if we're on our own eating our own meal, we finally have the chance to just like have cheese and crackers and fruit and some candy and call it a day. So I saw a lot of takes on that side of things too, which I thought was interesting. I don't know. You have to like look into it more because I'm not really putting it into the right words, but it can go really wrong if you're using it as an excuse to not eat something because it is such a normal thing for girls, women, females, whatever you want to call us, to not eat enough. That gets a lot of like you get a pat on the back if you're not eating. But it can also be a really good thing, and even sort of a putting our foot down feminist kind of thing, too, in a way. Take that,
Yeah. You
patriarchy.
don't need to make a full meal for your man.
Yeah.
You can eat whatever you want in a random assortment as long as you're eating something
Yeah.
with probably preferably carbs and protein and some fiber, but you
Yeah,
know.
I mentioned that in my video. I was like, okay, if we are going to do girl dinner, here are some examples of how you might make a balanced girl dinner. And then, of course, I got comments of everyone being nasty and saying, well, if we're doing girl dinner, we're not going to think about how it's balanced. I'm like, eat whatever you want. I'm just trying to help and give you some ideas of what it could look like if you wanted it to. You can't
Yeah.
satisfy everybody. I've learned that quickly on the
No, you
internet.
cannot make everyone happy. I will note this is not going to be a long tangent because I could talk about this for a very long time, but it's something that kind of bothers me associated with girl dinner or like the phrase, like, I'm just a girl, or like, just on like something happens or like, I don't know, like whatever it is. And they're like, I'm just a girl. Like, I've seen like a girl or like, I don't know, like I've seen like car incident things and they're like, I'm just a girl, like things like that. And I'm like, I feel like it like minimizes, like, or like,
Yes.
I don't know if that's the right word, but it like simplifies, like, oh, I'm just a silly little girl who can't do things. So that really bothers me when
It's
I
like,
see
whose side are
that.
you on?
I know I'm like, it is fun to say like I'm just a girl, but like also like
I hope you're not
we are
serious
much
when you
more
say that.
complex and complicated than that.
Yeah.
I get that it's a silly little trend, but I've also seen with the girl math. Okay, that was specifically like what made me like very annoyed. There was like some like girl math that just like examples that would just be like financial like irresponsibility, like justifying things that just like might not be the most beneficial for your life, which, like, you don't have to do everything that's beneficial for your life, but, like, it really just, what is the word? It's not minimize. I don't know if it's like minimizes the harm, just like, I don't want to say dehumanizes, but like, it's,
it like makes it,
loses poor taste in my mouth. And I see it kind of with girl dinner, like where you said, like the nasty comments where they're like, I'm not going to be thinking. And I'm like, totally fine. But if you're throwing an assortment together, one thing, like you could think about like one thing probably would not harm you, like add
right
a protein.
Yeah. Like you have the right to eat just some Twizzlers for dinner if you want to. And you don't have to like make it this full balanced meal. But just because you're a girl doesn't mean you're not capable of making a balanced meal. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's very weird. And I get that it's like a silly little thing.
People are going to be saying that we're taking this too seriously, but
yeah,
it is serious.
It is. Cause like I've seen it so much online where like, I feel like the girls know that like the girls are kidding, but the men are the problem who are going to see this and be like, those dumb girls, like not eating enough chicken. Their dinner.
No wonder you got weak arms. Bleh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tangent over. I don't want to talk about it much longer because it's like, it makes me very upset.
Yeah.
But I wanted to note that because your mention of your comments made me think of that.
I say we link, I have a blog post on girl dinner and our next one too, for more nuance, if you guys do want to hear more of our thoughts on this. And we can always do a full episode on this also. I feel like we should. Maybe we should do a girl dinner and the next one also.
I think just that'd be fun.
Give more context. But let's do our, what's the word? Our answer for this one.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Nice. I was going to say nice.
Oh, I didn't know my answer. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Okay. Nice.
I was going to say, I could have seen it going either way. It depends on what side of girl dinner you're on.
Nice, as long as you're eating enough.
There are stipulations that come with it. Yeah.
Okay. Next one, I also have done a lot of research on because I did a video on it. And it's sort of like girl dinner where it can go two ways. But this is water talk. So this is where usually the weight loss side of things, they're adding lots of like flavoring to their water, usually sugar-free. I've seen fruity. I've seen like caramel. I've seen all kinds of, they have like a unicorn rainbow sparkle. Like they've got it all.
I love that.
So I could see if you were into like those sweetened things like that, I could see you liking that just because it's like fun and colorful.
Yeah.
It's usually on the people who are posting about it are usually the ones who are pursuing intentional weight loss. A lot of the bariatric surgery side, they're using this. And we won't go into our thoughts on bariatric surgery in this episode. At least I guess we can, but maybe we shouldn't because it'd be a whole episode. But it is true that after bariatric surgery, if you don't drink enough water, you are at just a really increased risk of dehydration. And they also can get what's called water nausea, where just like plain water just like makes them want to vom. And so adding these flavors can make it more likely for them to drink more water. And so I'm all about that. Like if you got bariatric surgery and you're coming to see me as your dietitian, my thoughts on bariatric surgery do not matter. It's like, let's make sure that you are drinking enough. You're staying safe. You're getting what you need. And that can be a really good way to do that. A big argument people are talking about is all the different artificial sweeteners, of course, which we also need an episode on that. I think we have a lot to do next season.
We have a lot of plans.
Yeah. But I'll just say for that, for now, the dose makes the poison. And if you can tolerate sucralose and aspartame, like they're totally fine.
I was going to say like half of the like water seltzers use artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
Like they're most all sweetened.
especially in this day and age where like it's a low carb keto craze, not many beverages like that are going to be using like regular sugar or like corn syrup or anything. That's mostly going to be in like your sodas and your lemonades and stuff.
Yeah. So it's just, I'm also a big fan of water talk. I feel like not so much just because I don't have a lot of experience with like, or knowledge really in the bariatric surgery world, but I feel like it's just like a fun way to drink more water. Like we're always trying to get people to hydrate more. People don't drink enough water in general. So if there's going to be a fun way that they have more control of, that they can make look pretty, that's like a whole thing. Who are we to like tell them no?
Exactly. Another community along with bariatrics is people who have POTS and they have to get lots of sodium in, and it's tough to meet their needs. They're just like eating salt. So they will do like salty beverage concoctions using like the different flavorings and stuff too. So they're another group that tends to be on water talk. The one con that I have seen with it is people using it as a way to eat less. Of course, like that is always going to be a take people make happen. They're like, if you're drinking more water, you're suppressing appetite. Blah, 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 blah. So there is that side of it, of course. But if you are just using it to have fun beverages, drink more water, there's likely not a lot of harm in that. I mean, we can definitely overhydrate, but it could be fun. I think it's fine.
A little bit tougher to do.
Yeah.
Overhydrate. But yeah, definitely a con to note.
The Stanley cups often go right along with water talk. Usually the people who are the water talk girlies are making their concoctions in a nice little Stanley cup.
Yeah.
Of course.
Stanley's been around for like over a year.
I mean, the brand's old. The brand's been around forever. Right. But the Stanley Cup themselves,
the trendy, huge thing that can knock you out.
Well, was that our 100th episode? No, that was a Q&A. We did like our rating TikTok trends episode a while back. We talked about Stanley, remember?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So go listen to that if you want to hear our thoughts.
Okay, should we do
our next one? Oh, sorry. I'm like jumping ahead. I just assumed they already knew based off of the vibes.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Nice.
Nice. Yay. Sorry. My video got delayed for a second. We're having a hard
time being in sync today, but that's okay.
That's fine. At least we're saying the same thing.
We almost didn't last time, but then I caught up.
Our next trend is cottage cheese. And this is like cottage cheese has just been added into all these different recipes. I've seen it like in like baking. I've seen it in like general cooking. I've seen it in like dips, especially. It's really taken the spotlight away from cauliflower, I would say, right now. Cauliflower was getting all, for the while, it's been getting a lot of love. But now cottage cheese is kind of here. And a lot of people like add it because of the protein content. That's one of the biggest things, like easy ways to eat a higher protein snack or meal, whatever, whatever. I will note, so I once again come from a weird perspective because of my dairy issues. I enjoy the cottage cheese additions because I like cottage cheese, but I don't do them because it hurts me.
They have a lactose-free cottage cheese these days.
Oh.
I forget which brand does it, but someone makes a lactose-free.
Okay.
Who is it? It's Good Culture.
I might have seen someone. I feel like I might have seen Kylie post about it because she also has issues with dairy.
Good Culture and Green Valley. They both have them.
Oh, I think I saw Good Cultures.
Oh, and Lactaid makes a cottage cheese.
Oh, good old Lactaid might have to stick with them. They know what they're doing. Okay, I'll have to try this and report back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's I feel like Cauliflower is probably pretty happy to be getting a little bit of rest. Maybe a little sad spotlight's being taken away. I don't know how Cauliflower's feeling about that. But it is very much, like you said, just a way to get protein in, because we are in a very pro-protein era right now. And I'm like, at least it's cottage cheese. Like, at least it's not, I mean, I know protein supplements have their place. I like them myself, but I would rather people eat cottage cheese than just be taking all these crazy supplements. So I think it's fine. I like it too. I like it like with some fruit on top. I like to throw it into stuff. Like, I made like a pasta sauce recently, right? Add a cottage cheese into it, like blended it. That was really good. So I think it can easily be abused in the weight loss industry, like anything else in today's list, but it's all about the intention. Like, why are you adding the cottage cheese, and how would you feel eating a low protein alternative? Would you feel guilty and stressed out? If so, could be good to reflect on that. But if you're just adding it in for a little boost because you have it accessible to you right then, go nuts.
Yeah. I feel like it's like, I don't want to say like the dose, very different than the artificial sweeteners, but like how much you might be utilizing it and relying on it and like your intentions behind it. There's nothing wrong with adding a little protein. Yeah. It's just more of like, it becomes a little obsessive.
Exactly.
And we might want to reflect on that.
All right.
Yeah. Have you been naughty or nice?
Nice.
Okay, we're in sync.
Yay.
Okay, we're only like halfway through, so I'm going to speed us along. Let's go into the Ninja Creamy. So this is a contraption from like the Ninja kitchenware brand. I have their blender and their air fryer, which I love. But the Creamy makes ice cream. So you like add your ingredients to it, some sort of like milk base usually, and then you put it in the freezer. You can also do like sorbets, and it makes like love whatever that. You put into the little thing and freeze, you can like make into an ice cream type thing. I've seen a lot of this used too in the weight loss talk. They're making a lot of like high protein ice creams out of like the Fairlife drinks or Premieres, which I would try, honestly. I'm a huge fan of those kind of drinks. But again, it's all about like, what's your intention for choosing it, and how would you feel eating regular ice cream? So yeah, it's being used in a lot of ways, both like weight loss wise and high protein wise, and also just to make fun ice creams too, which I think is cool.
I feel like that'd be a very fun contraption.
If it wasn't so big and like space consuming, I would totally want one.
Yeah.
You guys know my thoughts on ice cream.
Oh yeah.
People like add in like Reese's.
It could be like Oreo ice cream.
Yeah. You can add in whatever you want.
Pop-Tart ice cream. I don't know if that'd be good.
That'd be so good. Ooh, have you seen the account that they add like all this crazy stuff to ice cream and like make their own ice creams at home?
I would say I'm not on ice cream TikTok.
Oh man. Okay. I'll send you their account. I think I follow them. They do like everything you could think of. They've done like Red Hots. They do like Skittles. I don't even know. I mean, anything you think of.
They've
made ice cream out of. It's
amazing.
Really great. Yeah.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Nice.
Nice. Yay. We've been having today. So many nice. Yeah. Okay. Our next one is the fruit roll-up ice cream. And this is essentially like became a very big trend. I still haven't tried it, mostly because the ice cream, I just don't buy that. But it looks very fun where you have like a fruit roll-up. Think of like when you're a kid, or if you have kids, the things that they eat that are like the, how do you describe?
I think they know what roll-ups are. Don't worry about describing it too much.
just in case. But you put the ice cream in the middle, and then you kind of like fold it like a Crunchwrap Supreme or like a little burrito. I feel like that's how I imagine whenever they do it. I'm like, Crunchwrap Supreme. Yeah. And essentially the ice cream freezes the fruit roll up, it makes it crunchy.
Yeah, I have a plan on like my YouTube idea list to like do TikTok food trends like this and like make them and try them myself. Mm-hmm. So it's on my to-do, but I have not tried it myself yet either, but it can't be bad. I could see maybe texturally, if it is too hard, mm-hmm. my teeth not loving that. I don't like biting into ice cream mm-hmm. either. So I think that could be a turnoff, but flavor-wise should be fun.
It sounds very fun. Yeah. Like fruit roll-ups or ice cream with anything is good.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Nice.
Nice.
All right.
Look at all these.
More dairy. This is just like dairy on dairy on dairy.
We're probably dairy focused.
I guess the internet is making dairy trendy this year, which I'm cool with.
We're sponsored by Big Dairy.
I wish.
The secret is out.
Yeah. So the next one is butterboards. How do you describe butterboards? It's literally just like slabs of butter or like piles of butter on like a cutting board type thing or like a charcuterie board type platter. And you do like different flavors, like a honey butter, garlic butter, just like plain salted butter. And you dip bread into it. That's it.
That is kind of it. It's just so much butter.
Which, from a health standpoint, of course, it probably wouldn't feel great to eat this every day. But as someone who loves butter, I need to try this. Honestly, I would love a butter board with just a pile of like warm bread and like different flavored butters. I would love that.
I don't know what it is. Just like, I don't know if it'd be a texture thing or just like watching people make it. I get like freaked out because I'm like, look at all that like creamy.
I feel like once again, butter. You're a little biased here. Understandably so.
Yeah.
But to be fair though, you're on the same page as a lot of other commenters. Like butter boards were very controversial.
Yeah. I guess it's fun. It is kind of fun to look at. And yeah. Eat. The dipping sounds fun. That sounds fun.
you can't watch them make it, but you'll be part of the eating process.
Isaac, I don't know why watching them freaks me out. It's like a weird texture thing. But the result looks fun.
Yeah. I'm sure the carnivore people love this, although they don't eat the bread. So I'm sure they're just like scooping up gobs of butter.
I was going to say, or like they're like meat.
Oh, God. They're like butter. Raw liver just into the butterboard.
Oh, God. Like a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, that sounds better than the meat, to be honest. But
or they get cheese.
Okay.
The cheese.
We're getting warmer, but still, I think I'm going to go with the bread.
Yeah. Bread is probably the best bet.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I think that's okay. All of our thoughts on this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Nice.
I'm surprised we think nice on that one. We're going to get some hate for that, probably.
Yeah. I would say naughty, but it's just because I'm weird texturally. So, and that's like a personal thing. So I got to leave some of my personal opinions out of this.
Okay. Let's go on to nature's cereal. I feel like we're going to have a tone shift here real fast.
This one's wild. In the sense of like, what is happening? So natural cereal is essentially like, it was mostly berries I was seeing with like coconut water and you'd like, and then people would sometimes throw in like ice.
Yeah.
And like mix it around and eat it like cereal. And somehow that's natural cereal. And I'm like, what? I feel like it's kind of like giving like paleo vibes.
Yeah.
With the like, oh, these are things you can get from the earth. But the thing is like the coconut waters we're drinking are not coconut waters that are fresh out of coconuts. Like they've been processed.
Exactly.
Not paleo friendly, but it was just an interesting way to kind of eat wet fruit to me.
It's giving It's giving eating disorder.
It's giving unhealthy relationship with food.
It's giving let's eat as few calories as possible to get some volume inside of our bellies.
Yeah. This one's kind of similar to the chia seed water, where it's a fiber source in water.
That's true. So a lot of dairy and a lot of fiber. And a lot of anti-fiber too, surprisingly, with carnivore. We're all over the place this year.
Yeah. I'm excited for our predictions episode. We're going to do a predictions episode that I think is going to come out at the beginning of 2024, and we're going to predict trends. I feel like it's going to be wild, because like I would not have predicted the fiber and anti-fiber and the dairy. The dairy, I feel like, was like I thought there'd just be so much hate around it.
I know.
It's refreshing. Well, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll do our predictions in a few weeks, but this year has been a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, nature cereal.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Naughty. Very naughty. Might be one of our naughtiest so far.
Yeah. It's like, just eat some fruit and have some coconut water on the side.
That's the thing. Like, you can have both of those things and have a positive relationship with food.
It's like, it's the replacement of cereal with the intentions are odd.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of produce and plants, let's go on to our next one. The next one is drinking liquid chlorophyll. This one, I feel like it's been less this end of the year, but I feel like the beginning of the year was like all the hype. Chlorophyll is a component of like plants. I'm sure you've seen like all those like really bold green, like they like to like a pipette dropper into their water and it like turns the water this like dark green. That's just like liquid chlorophyll from the plant. And there's claims that it helps with like, I think a lot of like skin health stuff. I'm sure gut health girlies are all over this. So yeah, that's what it is. Just eat plants. Like,
yeah. And drink water.
It's, you're wasting that's so much money. Thing.
Eat plants and drink water.
That's today's punchline.
The financial side of it is just wild.
Like, if you are taking this supplement, you're also taking the chia seeds and you're taking a greens powder and the colostrum. If you are full on wellness girly, you gotta have a fat paycheck.
Oh, they're making good money. Well, they have the money to do so. So the wellness industry just likes making up things because they don't deal with food insecurity.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a lot more thoughts on this one. I don't feel like deep diving into chlorophyll's like biochemistry right now. No. So let's just do our thoughts.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Yay. Okay, so our last one.
More.
I'm excited. Which might give away my answer right away. But this is not this year's trend. And it was a 2020, almost 2021 trend. But if you're on TikTok and you're anywhere in the food scene or have been on TikTok for the past couple of years, you know this recipe, and it's Emily Mariko's salmon bowl. It's a very specific trend, but it's kind of what brought her to fame. And it's essentially like salmon that is like mashed, like almost like not mashed up like mashed potato, but like shredded. When you mash it, it looks more shredded, mixed with like kewpie mayo. I think she does sriracha over some, mixed with rice. And then she sometimes adds avocado and then like uses the seaweed little wrappers to eat it. And this was, I feel like, a cultural reset almost, from like, especially like a white rice standpoint. That's what stood out to me the most, is people like started loving white rice. And there was like, no, I don't see all her comments. So obviously I'm sure there was hate, but it was a interesting shift where there was some protein, we had our fiber, carbs, and we weren't demonizing white rice.
Yeah, it was wonderful. White rice. Yeah, I get the question probably at least once a week. Someone asks me about white versus brown rice. And it's just like, yeah, there is such a tiny, tiny difference in them, in fiber and like vitamins, that like,
yeah,
you're likely eating other foods besides rice. So don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was nice to see a balanced meal go viral.
Yeah. I will note the disclaimer, because I talked about this, like people brought up these concerns online about how she's like a conventionally attractive thin. She's a havesy, but people can't identify that because they don't know what havesies look like. But they're like a white woman promoting this. So that's why people were more open to eating this. So we have to note that side, where like, if it was someone who was not conventionally attractive and as thin as her, it might not have been received as well.
Totally.
But the bare bones minimum of the white rice and the protein and the healthy fats and the fiber were accepted well. So there's also nuance there.
Yeah. We take what we can get, but we do have to address like the reason why she was able to make this so popular. There's definitely some privilege there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Nice. Okay. Part two, completo. What do we have next week? I can't remember.
We're going to do controversial food opinions.
Okay. Yes.
So we need to probably put out a poll, but then also look up like, I don't know, random controversial food opinions.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, that should be fun. Make sure you guys join us for our bonus question today. We are talking about our 2023 Christmas lists, what we want this year. So that'll be fun. Make sure you become a Tud Bud. Make sure you subscribe on, that was not right. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube to know when we post part three of the series.
Cool. But we'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in on this episode of the Upbeat Dietitians with your hosts, Emily Krause and Hannah Thompson.
We appreciate you all so much for continuing to support us. In order to support us and sustain the success of this podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review.
If you'd like to provide us feedback for future episodes and guest stars, follow us on Instagram at the Upbeat Dietitians.
Lastly, you can show us support by providing a monthly donation using the link at the end of our bio.
Once again, thank you so much for listening today, and stay tuned next Wednesday for a new episode. Until then, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.